Test 78, Section 2, Question 20. Here we're looking for what is the point of disagreement between Lyle and Carl. So what do they disagree on? And Lyle starts and says, modernizing the language of pre-modern plays lessens their aesthetic quality. So yeah, it kind of hurts the aesthetic quality, but modernizing remains valuable for teaching history. So it's still valuable since it makes the plays accessible to students who would otherwise never enjoy them. So it's still valuable because it makes it so that people can enjoy them who otherwise wouldn't. All right, so the three claims are lessens aesthetic quality, but valuable for teaching and makes it more accessible. Carl says, but such modernizing prevents students from understanding fully what the play said to pre-modern audiences. So it makes it so you can't understand what it said. Now that doesn't really disagree with any of Lyle's claims. Thus, modernizing plays is of no use for teaching history. Okay, so now we have a definite point of disagreement. Lyle says it is valuable for teaching, and Carl says it's not, because students cannot gain deep knowledge of the past from modernized plays. Okay, so it's whether or not students can gain knowledge of the past. So the point of disagreement is whether modernizing is of use for teaching history. And Lyle says yes, Carl says no. So A, whether modernizing the language of pre-modern plays results in plays that have different pedagogical value than the original. It's not really saying whether they have different pedagogical value. It's just whether or not they have teaching value. Whether the loss in aesthetic quality that results from modernizing plays, the language of plays lessens their usefulness for teaching history. I kind of went, maybe. They do disagree on whether it lessens the usefulness, but it doesn't actually, the thing here is Lyle doesn't say it doesn't lessen it, it just says there still is some value. C, whether the highest form of aesthetic enjoyment, no, neither one of them really says anything about the highest form of aesthetic enjoyment. D, whether increasing the accessibility of pre-modern plays through modernizing their language is valuable for history, or for teaching history. Well, Carl would definitely say no, because Carl says if you modernize the language, it's not valuable for teaching history anymore. But Lyle says, yeah, it is, and because it increases accessibility, so D seems good. It's the one that talks about whether or not modernized plays are valuable for teaching history. Then E, whether using plays with modernized language to teach history requires that there be some loss in the aesthetic quality. Well, Carl really doesn't focus too much on the aesthetic quality. And so answer choice D is our best one. That's the one thing that they disagree on, is whether or not modernized plays have value in teaching history. So that's what we'll take.